Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, you're tuned to Radio Islam International. The program is called The Conversation. And Maulana Muhammad Bami and I have our own conversation today, our Throwback Thursday. I'll talk to you more about that. Let me first introduce him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you this morning, Jaz?
Alhamdulillah. Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah. Can't complain.
Right, so today's... No, we can complain. We got no lights for 34 and a half odd hours, extension 9 and 10. So, yeah, we can complain. We have been complaining. Let's hope, inshallah, that they sort that problem out because it's too long now. I mean, really. Usually when they steal cables, then it's just replaced and we move on. Here, the crooks were caught in the act and,
They damaged it.
They damaged it and it ran away, whatever, and it's taken forever to sort out this time around. So, yeah, our Throwback Thursday, it's a separate one from Maulana Bami and I. So, our Throwback Thursday, I'll give you the listeners one in a while, but our Throwback Thursday for today is, remember when we had electricity back in the day, you know? This morning, we had to warm the water on the gas stove to take a bath. It feels like we're talking about Fitas days and stuff, but not 2021. Here we are, Maulana Ba.
Yeah. Just, I'm not going to lie, no. I spent the night here in Extension 1 last night.
Extension Wonderland.
Yeah, so, you know, Extension 1, yeah. Even when they is on normal load shedding, Extension 1 is immune to it. They don't get the normal load shedding also.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but last night was... It's not only last night. It started at 1 o'clock yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it continued, I think, about 2 o'clock. The lights did come back this morning around 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then again at 7 o'clock, the lights were gone again.
Ours didn't come on at all.
Yeah. So Extension 10, it came on for a few hours and went on again. And on the Extension 10 group, I'm just reading, the reason has been given is that, you know what, the damaged cable they tried to restore yesterday, it can't hold the capacity of electricity that is going through it. That's why the tripping, continuous tripping. The guys are on site now and they know they say now we have to replace it. It's not that we can repay it. It's a replacement job. So let's hope that it does happen very soon.
So what should happen in the future? Should our security guys just let them steal the cables? Because usually then they just come and bring new cables and then it's a quicker turnaround.
Yeah, and you know, yesterday when I seen, like, they have assessment team that comes out first. I don't understand this. The assessment team comes out, okay, we checked, we seen what it is. Right, let's give a quote of what we need to buy and everything. That needs to get, you need to get approval. A job card and approval for that first before that can be carried out. The way how I see it, it's double job. You know there's a problem. Tell the guys, you know what, assess it and fix it.
One time. But anyway, your guys Throwback Thursday topic, we're asking, you know, when you had something difficult happen in your life, for example, like maybe you broke your leg and then you had to do rehab, and then from there now you're a fitness person. Now you were never like into fitness and keeping all of these things, but now you are a better version of before you broke your leg. So when adversity brought a better version of you to the fore, we want you to inspire us with your stories of this. You know, maybe you did break your leg and you had this exact story where you're like a fitness, not expert, but you're into the groove of keeping fit and healthy, and you weren't that way before you broke your leg. Or you lost. There's one very interesting story, and maybe he's listening at this moment. I won't mention his name, but he was, I think, retrenched at one stage from his company, and he was like so unsure about what he's going to do going forward. And now, at this moment, alhamdulillah, he has many, many, he created his own franchise, and it's growing all the time, you know, with more and more stores opening. And he always remembers that time, that uncertainty he felt when he was retrenched. Didn't know what the future holds, how is he going to get food on the table and all of that. But now he's like a franchise owner, but his own name, per se. And so
it's more like this, that when you went through something challenging,
came out strong.
And that challenge brought a better positive side of you that's related to that same challenge that you went through.
Yes. So that's what we want you guys to share with us on 072-786-1548. So today we'll be hearing all of those inspirational stories coming through, hopefully, inshallah. On our other Throwback Thursday topic on, remember when we had lights? Unfortunately, our crew won't be able to reply to the message or not even be listening at this moment because got no lights to listen to. Phone or message or anything.
I think this goes up to all the medium wave listeners that, number one, Extension 9 and 10 don't have lights, so you can't even put the radio on.
Yeah.
And then we have the medium wave guys that when they do put on the radio, it goes So we're sitting with a double-edged sword here.
Yeah, mate. So, we're talking to everyone who is listening at this moment. Share with us a story. There was one, I interviewed him also. I think his name was Mohammed Patel, if I'm not mistaken. He was in a coma.
Right.
Yeah, and he came out.
For a while.
He was in a coma for a while. And he, that time the show was called Mind, Body and Chow or The Power Half Hour. A long time ago. And I remember he came out of the coma. And I think now he's, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's into wildlife photography and stuff at Kruger. You know, all those guys that take those smart photos of the lions and the elephants.
Yeah, I mean.
And
so maybe during his coma he had that, you know. They normally say that in your coma you don't even dream or anything. It's just like a dead sleep.
Yeah.
But we'd never know. Mm-mm. Obviously, a person that's gone through a coma will be able to tell you, you know what, the last thing I remember was this is what happened, and the next thing I remember is that. But maybe he saw some photos of the Kruger Park, some lions and everything, and that's his inspiration.
Possibly. 072-786-1548. When adversity brought a better version of you to the fore. Maybe you had to relocate for a job, and you know you didn't know anyone in the area.
And now you're the mayor.
And now you're like the mayor of that area that you moved. Not like literally the mayor, but where people come to you if they need stuff, and you've sort of cemented your place in their hearts, and that type of thing. 072-786-1548. I'm just going to check if this thing is connected. Charger. We need a charger.
Then.
Not this one.
It's the white one. I think it's gone downstairs.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Another thing that, with us, the Extension 9 and 10 guys, we find that it's not the first time that we're having light problems in it.
No.
But we've seen that, when this thing was constant, Shukar, many houses in those areas, now actually you'll find them that they've either gone to either solar panels or they've gone to generators or inverters. So many a time you'll find that as you're driving, you say lights are back because, you find many houses now do actually have lights because of them moving off the grid or having generators. So what it has done is a lot of people are becoming self-sufficient. You know what? If Eskom is there, they're there. If they're not there, it's fine. We'll find our own way.
Yeah, that's the route to go, I guess. You can't... Well, they're going to lose out on customers and stuff, due to whatever. But, the inverter way seems to be the way to go. I don't know why. I just, for the life of me, just feel like I just won't get a generator. I don't know why. I feel like...
why not?
I don't know. Because of the noise, and I'd rather get the inverter away.
Yeah, I do have one generator at home that I need to sort it out. And the problem with the generator that I have is where we stay, right? I can't leave it outside because if I open the front door and leave it outside, it's right out.
Yeah.
And that's why I need to leave the generator. It's quite a big one. So, it will power for quite a while. It uses the petrol, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, so generator is, it does make a noise, but I think like how we always adjust to things, a lot of people adjust to the noise also.
Yeah, it becomes like white noise at the back, so yeah, but I don't know, it just seems a bit...
Inverter is much more easier, very quiet, and only your main things are switched on. I think it's only your lights and maybe a few chargers and that. That's
just to have a bit of a feel like there is some semblance of light coming through. 072-786-1548. I think I'm going to have to restart this tablet. I'm going to do that now. In the meanwhile, we'll take the first break, giving you some time to get your message in on 072-786-1548. When adversity brought a better version of you to the fore. You went through something in your life very difficult. At that moment when you were going through it, you wondered if you would make it through and how are you going to make it through. But you made several and you continued and you persevered and it brought a better version of you through that obstacle or difficulty or challenge, whatever it was, a better version of you came through on the other side. So we want you to share that story with us on 072-786-1548. Yes, indeed, you're tuning into the conversation on Radio Islam International. We're asking you to give us an example of Throwback Thursday, back then when some adversity or challenge or obstacle in your life brought on the other end of it, like when you went through it, when you came out the other side, it brought a better version of you to the fore. Maybe you learned a new skill. Maybe you ended up stronger. Maybe whatever it is, happier. Whatever it is, just share with us on 072-786-1548. Also, our jokey one, it's jokey, but the people we're joking with won't be able to reply to us because they're in a situation that...
They're in the dark about it.
Yeah, they're in the dark, literally in the dark about it. Did you think that there'd be a day in the modern day era, 2021, that you'd be heating up water on the gas stove to have a bath? You know?
Yeah.
The oldies out there listening, you know, now it's 34 hours that we are without lights in extension 9 and 10. You know, and you know you've got friends or family from that side. And, you know, you're thinking back now when I was young. That's how we grew up, you know, in the old days. Now it's supposedly the height of the technological advancement, you know, of the human era. So, you know, what do you say? How do you feel about that? Some examples have finally come through, alhamdulillah. This one saying, when life... You know, this is a nice, like a long one. When life throws you lemons, make lemon achar. I was a serious athlete growing up. Had my Transvaal colors in swimming. Also won long distance races. Swam the Midmar Mile. As well as complete the 94.7 cycle challenge. Fast forward a few years later. I had a bad injury to my knee which cost me my entire sports career. Since then, I've had 9 operations on my knee. And well, that was that. Though I can't run, jump or skip anymore, nor make sajda on the floor. I live with no regrets, as speaking to other peers my age, being female also, not many have had such accomplishments. So that's something I always hold dear to my heart. We'll hit 40 in a few years, inshallah, and I definitely have to say that nutrition is majorly impacted on my lifestyle and my family. I've seen now how it's helping me heal, and therefore, even if it's fake, if it takes some hours in the kitchen every day, it's what I love. Knowing that good nutrition and fresh home-cooked wholesome food can uplift even the saddest person. So they're finding the light at the tunnel after going through some difficulties. Alhamdulillah, that's a great one. This one from Naima saying, I'd like to believe that we are constantly becoming a better version of ourselves, not only in adversity. Having said that, the last year and a half have been extremely painful and difficult in my personal life. But here I am, standing strong, and lessons and knowledge I've gained about myself is invaluable. So up, up, and away. Right. Cool, so there's two positive ones coming through. This one says, I know of one couple who came to our town and now you can count on them, sorry, for anything. It's a Molana and an Appa that joined this particular town and they were new and now they've made themselves so part of the society and community that, you know, people value their presence.
Alhamdulillah.
072-786-1548. Keep those inspiring stories coming in when adversity brought a better version of you to the fore. This one says, Salams, hope you're all well. Alhamdulillah. Saying, Ya Shukr, Alhamdulillah. My turning point in my life was when I had a heart attack 4 years ago. And a lady gave me this advice. She said, Allah has tested you in life, so use it to change your life in the right way. It's a path you have to choose. Get closer to Allah or not. Shukr, I have reflected into stuff in my life and I've not missed the tahajjud for or fajr for 4 years. Alhamdulillah. It made me a better person. Only through Allah's mercy I will never turn back. I can only move forward towards Allah. Please make dua. Allah keeps me on this path. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. InshaAllah. Jazakallah for sharing that story with us. Another one coming through here saying, on a lighter note, the older, the better. My mom used to say, the older you get, the better you get. Unless you are a banana. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's overripe bananas.
Hey, you saw in Japan, in a case that you buy, they sell you a banana that you can eat every day. So meaning the first one is like
it's
a
ripe. Perfect on the first day. Second
one is a bit, the last one is kind of green. So by the time you get to that one, it's
so
ripe.
Yeah, so you know your order that you're following.
Yeah, it's quite considerate. Mm. Nice way, but it's very difficult for the guy packing it, huh? Imagine you have to sit and look at every. Okay, this one looks like it's a day two.
3 day banana. 4 day banana.
Yeah, so. Away from bananas for a second. Let me just see. Other ones have come through. Okay, someone's typing at this moment, so we'll wait for them to come through. So, where you went through something difficult and then you came out on the other side a better version of yourself. That's what we're looking for today. Inspiring stories. You can send us funny stories as well. On 0727861548. Let's hope they sort that medium wave story out soon, because you can see that a huge amount of our listeners are missing today, and we miss them. We definitely do miss them. International listeners, maybe we can talk to you as well. We talk to you always, but specifically, you can share with us some of the trials that you encountered in your country, of maybe you moved, you know, and it was a big adjustment moving to another land, missing your family, the stuff you chow, the things you know you used to, but now you've adjusted and you feel like you've been there your whole life. You can share with us that story as well on 0727861548. I saw that message about a double cool front bomb. You saw that story.
Yeah.
And then I went outside and it looks like it's true. It's on its way. You can feel the cold. Ah, man.
Yeah, well, one thing I find it like, you know, I was discussing with one peer that, you know, hey, you want to move from this country, right? Say you want to move somewhere else. Mm-hmm. How do you know what's enough and what do you need to take?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I was speaking to someone that's...
Like, what do you leave, what do you take, like that?
What do you leave, what do you take? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're going to sell all your stuff from here and just rather buy there instead of what you call it, shipping everything back that side. It's going to work out too expensive. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we were just discussing on looking at a country like Canada. You know, a lot of people want to move towards Canada in it. And so we were discussing that, you know, for you to have a house... A stable place to stay with your family, you need to take your family with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you need to have money before you can start up anything there.
Yeah.
So we were just discussing that, you know, just for you to start up, when we worked it out, understand that because of our rent situation and everything, it's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
We worked on about, you need to have like 750,000 rand cash before you can actually move with your family there and be settled. And that's his job also still wasn't guaranteed.
Yo.
So, our cost of living is, it's not that high here.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if you want to move to greener pastures, as you say, remember that there's a lot of things that you need to think about. Sell up when you go there. You have to either rent a house, buy a house, get your papers in order. And I think a lot of it was to do with papers, how expensive it is to get your papers, and this is legally, not the back door way.
And also another concern is, like, you don't know what type of madrasas your kids will find on that side, you know? Mm.
No, we were just talking about, like, you know, the secular part of it, leaving the Islamic part out. The,
right.
Islamic part on its own, I mean, a lot of ulama that we've spoken to, South Africa is far ahead when it comes to many countries in the world when it comes to our Islamic education. So that's another thing that you have to consider about. Also, remember that the way how you stand in South Africa is not the same way that you're going to be staying in other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. You might be staying in a place, say, example, we stay in Lens. Our community is very, very much different compared to how we're going to be there. And the adjusting, I mean, we had people that were staying in Lens and moved away from Lens to the northern suburbs.
Yeah.
And they say, we ask them always, what do you miss? We miss the hearing of the Azan. So it's a lot to think about before making that move. Especially at this time, I know a lot of people thinking, hey, South Africa, going down. We need to move. But the question is, where do you move? And do you have enough for you to move?
You could just... that would be a difficult way to go. You know, the refugee way.
Yeah.
Just get a ship.
Refugee status.
And then move and just see what happens when you come on that side. Like the guy who invented... What was it? One of the main components in the Apple phone. Mm. It's a Syrian refugee's son.
Yeah.
So, you know, through diversity or adversity, rather, difficulties, there are some that would rise, you know?
No, a lot of people do rise. I mean, we've seen now the Olympic Games is gone. I think last week I ran a story of those two brothers that met. And, yeah, they caught the media by surprise. The media thought, hey, it's the first time they're meeting after they separated. No, they both moved. They both stayed in Germany. Just the one decided that he's going to still be there for the Syrian team, and the other guy, he was more for the, what you call it, the refugee team.
Mm.
And because they were on two different teams, when they met each other, they hugged each other, the media got caught. But I'm saying, like, and the reason they gave is that our things were destroyed in our country. We moved there so that we could continue with our dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one's saying, great topic and great show. Hope you are well. My turning point in my life was whilst I was in madrasa. I used to get bullied and thought I'm the one that was always wrong. But then I started talking to my sisters and I eventually left madrasa. Shukr, now I feel like I'm a stronger person. Alhamdulillah, my sisters helped me through everything. Yes, indeed, you're tuning into The Conversation on Radio Islam International as the wind continues to pick up and the cold continues to cold. We're asking you about adversities that you've been through that has seen you come through on the other side a lot stronger than that which you have experienced, and slowly but surely more and more are giving examples of how they came out stronger on the other side. This one saying, Assalamu alaikum, I was retrenched last year and ever since the COVID came, I had more time available. I have become a regular in my salah, more tolerant of people and situations. Jazakallah. Ameen. Jazakallah for sharing. Looking for one where, you know, there was a lot of obstacles and at one stage they felt like they were ready to throw in the towel, but they persevered and, you know, managed to come through. I'm hoping that that person is busy typing as we speak now, hopefully, to share that story. We're trying to inspire people today in terms of how others have managed to deal with their challenges. You know, you might be feeling what you're going through is heavy at this moment. And then you hear of someone, like, see, for example, right? We don't have electricity for 34 hours, right? And we feel like the world has ended for us, like, oh, we're suffering. And I saw, and when I tweeted City Power, I said 34 hours, no lights, or 33 hours earlier on, and someone replied from Alex. And he said their electricity box blew last week Friday.
And they still haven't changed.
And they still don't have electricity. So as bad as our situation is, immediately I'm like, yo, see, we thought we going through so much. Their electricity box blew last week. It's coming on to a week now, almost, that they don't have. So there's always someone in a more difficult situation than you are, you know. So, yeah, as bad as your situation might be, there'll always be someone else who might be having it a lot harder. 0727861548. Talk to us about your achievements or how you grew as a person through difficult times that you experienced. Give us examples of, you know, what it is that you were tested with. And no, guys, you can't say no when I got married. You know, that was my test, and alhamdulillah, I'm still survived and what. Don't be funny.
21 years and strong.
Yeah. No, those stories don't qualify. We're looking for, like, specific, really, you know, really challenging things that you went through now. You know, maybe... But like, I used the example of the broken leg. I don't know why that came to mind, but, you know, that seems like something that can stop you in your tracks, literally stop you in your tracks because you can't move for a while. And that whole rehabilitation to get back, you know, on your feet, the physio, the painful physio, the trying to put your foot down and not being able to, that feeling of, you know, not being independent anymore. Someone has to help you up from a couch or a chair, whatever it is.
A nice story will be of, you know, those guys that met up in an accident and then you were paralyzed and a doctor told you you're not going to walk again. And here am I not walking, taking part in a marathon.
So you just reminded me. I can give one example. Like, it was, I think, about 2005, something like that, when I first hurt my knees playing soccer. And when we went for the x-ray and all of them, they said, I hope you enjoyed playing soccer because no more for you now. Klar.
That guy told you that,
yeah.
Yo.
And I was like, huh? And, hey, I was feeling down for a while.
X-ray and
yeah, I did.
Bone shattered.
So it's like, khalas for you, eh? I hope you enjoyed it all till this time.
Yeah.
But, alhamdulillah, got a second option, opinion, and went the route of rehabilitation and strengthening the knee and all of that. And, alhamdulillah, managed to continue playing football till now, many years later, 2005, now in 2008. Sure. Alhamdulillah, that is a long time, 16 years playing football. Long may it continue, because I don't want to play golf, guys. I'm not ready for golf yet. Because when golf starts, then you know you're over there.
After it, it's marbles.
0727861548, share with us your story of adversity that you came through. Someone saying, Assalamu alaikum, can the radio station please confirm and announce on air who the Ulama Profiles program will be today? Paying tribute to in the evening, inshallah. Usually the poster is out.
I haven't seen the poster this week yet. But inshallah, Ma'awirullah Poja will put it up soon. And it will make its rounds onto the social media platform.
Inshallah, yeah. Just keep an eye out on the radio's social media. All right. Someone's typing for a long time on both sides, on Facebook and on WhatsApp. So I'm hoping it's going to be worth the story if you're typing for such a long time. Hopefully it's going to be a good one. 0727861548. I can ask another question. It's just completely off the whole thing. Those who had injuries and stuff, do you also have this thing, like with myself, right, because of my knee from back in the day, that injury, although it's right now, alhamdulillah. But you know when a cold front is coming. You know when a cold front is coming. Before you see that Gauteng weather typing in all caps, you already know. It's like you feel it.
Yeah.
Wherever you have an old injury.
You know, Masjid, we have a few uncles. And I always ask the one topic, like, you know, when I don't see him, I say, what happened? Like, my leg's starting to pain again. I say, oh, okay, cold is coming. He said, yeah.
Yeah, it's for real, though.
So there's about 2-3 uncles that come there that they do have this, you know, that went for ops before. They'll tell you exactly, like, you know what, my leg is starting to pain or my back is starting to pain. And normally
so
happens when the cold is coming.
So you're using the old uncles in the masjid, like, is your weatherman?
Works.
Yeah. But always, someone with an injury will always tell you, hey, you know what, I can feel my so-and-so injuries starting to throb a bit. That means that cold front they were talking about is indeed coming. And we just overcame one. We just, you know.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah.
It was cold, man.
Yo, it was heavy cold.
At -5 and -4.
But Bam, this time around, they're talking about a double cold. I've ever heard of a double cold.
It's, you know what, I was seeing that, I don't know if you saw that picture, how it showed. It showed you the cold front hitting Cape Town, and behind it is another cold front. It's just behind it. So, do you get that? You know what? The one is coming with a -1. The other one is also coming with a -1. Do you double it and say, you know what, -2? Or does it, you know, okay, the one cool friend will bring its -1. After that, Chuck's, the other one will also come with its -1.
I hope it's not like a wave, like, you know, when you're at the beach and, you know, the one wave where you jump nicely.
And the other one.
And then one comes, as you're going down, it like comes and just whacks you like that. So hopefully the cool friend is not on the same vibes. Right, Fazana saying a difficult first marriage and subsequent divorce. That was her challenge, that she came out of stronger. Another one saying, Assalamu alaikum, awesome show. Life is like a test paper. Sometimes you go through the tick yes or no section, and sometimes you have to write a 500-word essay. And you only get your test results after death. That is life. The way you get through it is mindset. It's very important. The way you look at life, perspective. And nowadays some people like running away from their problems instead of fixing it. Also remember, Allah will never put you in a situation that you can't manage. You know, this 100%, all of those things, alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair for that. I don't know why, Bam, I don't know about you, like, but difficult stuff like warming the water, waiting for the water to get boiled and pouring in the bucket and, you know, having a bath and all of that. It's tedious, it's difficult, especially in the cold. But I don't know why. From when I was a kid, it's still the same way, and may Allah keep it that way forever. But difficulties and challenges like that come your way, you must get excited for it in some way. Like, take it like as a, hey, you know, like obstacle course. Hey, now I need to make it through the maze, you know. Somehow or the other, it won't whack you as much as if you're saying, oh, now I must have a bath in the cold. Now I must take this bucket in. Well, if you go that route, it's going to take longer. The water's going to get finished quicker. You somehow won't manage it in time before, you know, you'll be shivering there and still not, you know, having the ideal bath, whatever. But if you look at it in as a challenge, as an obstacle course, take life as an obstacle course and, you know, in a positive way, if you take on any challenge, then you come out a lot stronger on the other side, definitely. This one's coming all the way from France. It says, my wife moved all the way from South Africa to settle in France. No family, no friends, just me. I salute her that today she has managed to do so many things. Biggest challenge, being a Arsenal supporter. Hey, of all the things, you're right there. The moving to a foreign country, learn a new language, settling with new people in a new community. But definitely the hardest part is that they are Arsenal supporter. You are 100% right. I think it would be very hard to be an Arsenal supporter because there's hardly any like glory, you know. That's why you say Arsenal supporters are like real football fans, because they really like their team despite them not winning a lot for a long time. But then again, they win the FA Cup almost every year, so that counts for something. So I'll have to give them that one. That's one saying, Assalamu alaikum, how are you guys? I don't have any story to share with you guys of my own, but one person's story really comes to mind, is your engineer. Wait, let me just see if it's a safe one to read. I'll read it on my own.
Maybe they know the engineer, they know a story of the engineer. They want to tell us about the engineer, how he persevered and came out to be the engineer.
All right, so we work with Shubi, but I don't know this story. So I need to confirm with him 100%.
Might have been an accident.
Twice. We know the accident. We know that he has two accidents.
The one was quite bad, where it was a life and death situation, where it's, I think he hit his head also. Mm-hmm. So there was quite a bit of, maybe should we use it, isn't it? Is he? He's gone for lunch.
Yeah, but I
do know that the one was quite...
Yeah, they were saying, but was this while at radio or before?
The one, I think he made up an accident now recently also. But there was, I know there was one when they were still in, they weren't even in, yeah, I think they were in Kimberley or somewhere that side, or in, I think in Kimberley that day. No, 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 not before there. That, before okay. that.
I will check up with him properly. I don't want to just say stories if I don't know the facts myself. This one saying, Alhamdulillah, my hubby and I have been challenged with things in our lives. We've been through a motor car accident in this year. I was injured. Alhamdulillah, I'm recovering. But Allah is most merciful. I've realized after the accident that Allah was preparing us for Jannah for me, and maybe my amals are not up to scratch. So Allah test for me to reach that Jannah. So I visualize myself on a staircase climbing to that Jannah. At the moment, I don't know which step I'm on the staircase. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me strength. In all my tests, I've become stronger. May Allah use our tests to strengthen our iman and use it to get us closer to Allah. Ameen. To get rewarded for difficulty and ease. Jazakallah khair for sharing that. This says, Salams, losing my hubby when he was 26 and I was 22 back then. Leaving me with two kids wasn't easy at all. Shukr to Allah and my marhum dad. I am now a granny of two. My kids are now 28 and 26, but not an easy road. I mean, Jazakallah khair for sharing that story with us, dear listener. And yeah, Alhamdulillah, you persevered, and through that, you have been rewarded, inshallah. And yeah, most of the tests you go through in this world, your test, your reward is in the akhirah. So that's a nice thing to know, that your bank account on the other side gets filled as well. But you need to get paid out for that. Gotta make sabr this side. Mm-hmm. Right, you've got a few more minutes to share with us stories if you want to, on your issues or challenges you went through that you managed to come out stronger on the other side on 072-786-1548. Pam?
Do we have any messages there? So today was more like, a healing, yeah. A healing type of a topic where, you know, I'm sure we have many listeners that are going through certain stuff, and our message to you is that, you know what, in the end of the day, right through it, and I'm sure it's when you come out from there, you'll realize that you've come out a much stronger person.
100%. Yeah, and if you're still going through the difficulty at this time, remember that Allah only tests those that He loves. So if you're getting tested a lot, then know that the Almighty trusts you a lot in terms of knowing your limitations of what you can take, because you can only, Allah will only send tests that you are able to bear. So that shows your strength of character. So any news on our light situation? I heard that it was coming up.
Yeah, it's gone off again.
It's gone off again. So we our sabr coins rewards are just building up, inshallah. We just must keep, you know, maintaining our sabr and our cool and calm at this time. Because it's, yeah. Yo. So now we've crossed the 30. We have to cross the 36. Still 1 more hour. Then it's 1.5 complete days of no electricity. That time when the lights went off or the pylons fell, all in all, how many days did we not have lights? Can you remember?
You know what? I think they did a good job there. At that time, they worked quite fast. We were supposed to have, not supposed to have lights for about over a week.
Yeah.
And I think within 4 days.
Sure.
4 days, temporary. There was a temporary part where, you know, temporarily they got certain things fixed, and that's how we did have lights. And shukr, it wasn't as bad as initially thought.
Sure.
So you know what, let's give them due that even now, the lady that's on site, the lady that's running for councillor from Extension 10, Femi, she's on site with them, and she said, you know what, people, you guys are thinking that these guys are not doing the work. It's just that it's so difficult for them to find out where the second fault is, because there's so much ground that they need to cover. And she says, I'm sitting with them. I can see what they're doing through. I know you guys are frustrated and everything, but give them the time also. I mean, they are working. So they're doing nothing, and they can't find the fault. Mm. They know where the one fault is, but there's a second fault that also needs to be corrected.
Inshallah, they'll find that fault very soon. Inshallah. Two more messages to read. It says, working at a doctor's practice and seeing all the patients we are losing due to COVID makes lots of shukr for health and family. Okay? Jazakallah for that. And this one saying, almost 17 years of marriage and I got divorced. Alhamdulillah, stronger than ever. Raised four strong kids, 19, 20, 24 and 25. They're all grown up, alhamdulillah. So there we go. And this one saying, I seen this on someone's status, 21 hours, no lights, an extension 9. What about the elderly, sick, those that are using oxygen? Yeah, and he's using counselors' names there, but it's not his ward, I think, also. But the thing is that, yeah, that's the thing. They need to work as fast as they can to sort it out.
You know, I think I'm going to say this, but I don't think anyone will take offense to it. The counselor that's in charge of this ward does nothing. Yeah. He's never there.
Yeah.
I think the last time we saw him was when we went for a radio something somewhere here to Loli. He's only there when there's things to be given out. And the moment that there's work to be done in that council, you'll never find him.
Is it the one with the apt name?
Yeah. Same one. Same one you're talking of. And in extension 10, you'll find that many times we find that it's a residential area, and he makes it look like a farm.
Yeah, let's see what happens now. So we got to close it off there for today. Someone's asking for a podcast of today's discussion. We'll try and get that up for you, inshallah. Jazakallah khair for sharing with us all of your stories, and we'll be back next week for more editions of The Conversation from I can't see the light, Yazdan, Maulana Muhammad Bam, and Ijaz Khan for this week. It's assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.